just starting off, how many terms have you served on the Board of Supervisors?
Well, I was first elected to the Board of Supervisors this time at on 2004, and I served a two-year term. And that was a two-year term because at that point they were switching. They wanted to stagger the terms for the Board of Supervisors. And in 2004, we went to the five-member board. And mine was one of those that was chosen to have a two-year term. So then in 2006, I ran for re-election and won. And then in 2010, I ran and won re-election.
After this 10-year stretch, why seek another 4 years?
Well, one thing, I'm interested in government, and I've been involved in some basic facet of government for quite a while, and I'm just interested in it, and it's a place where you can influence what's going on, but also you can have an impact on people's lives, and some of the decisions that you make make people's lives better. So, you know, just that you can help people and do things for people, and I think that's the basic reason why I'm running.
What do you bring to the board? What are the qualities that you bring as a supervisor?
Well, I think my biggest quality is the experience I have. You know, I was at one time back in the 80s to the 90s, I was on the board previous to this, and so I have experience from that point on. And then when I was elected to the Iowa House of Representatives, where I served for 10 years. So I bring an experience in different types of government to the board. I know how Des Moines works. I know how laws are made up there. I know who you have to talk to get things done. And with county government, I'm pretty familiar with county government now, so I know how things work in county and what you got to do to get things done there. So it's my experience is my big quality that I'm bringing.
What do you see as the biggest challenge facing Lee County right now?
Well, I think the biggest challenge overall that would affect most people is one, economic development. We have to bring more jobs to this community. And we had the Iowa Fertilizer Plant come in, and that was a big plus for us. And to get them to come in and make the type of investment that they made in this area, and then the number of jobs that they're going to provide, not only building a factory, but after it's all completed, and the jobs are going to be good-paying jobs. So that's a big plus for us. But Economic Development Committee that the board actually started 15 years ago and funds now is continuing on, and they have a number of prospects that are out there. And, you know, when you have you got to go by the numbers on economic development. You got to have a lot of prospects come in, a lot of prospects look you over, a lot of industries come in, and from that, there may be one or two that will decide to locate here. Our big plus right now is that we're on the natural gas pipeline, and since we're on that, a lot of industries that use that, and it's a fairly cheap type of energy now, it's a plus for our area. So we think that we'll get some more industries to come in. Have we got one now? No, but we're working on it. And it's just something that you got to keep doing day after day, week after week, month after month.
What can the board be doing to help in that process? What type of role can the board continue to play in that recruitment process?
Well, one is the funding. We've provided stable funding for economic development. And I know at times the board's been criticized for putting the amount of money we do into it. But we think over time it will pay off 100-fold. We also have a fund that we develop as a stimulus type thing for economic development, and we continue to fund that. And out of that comes, you know, anything that deals with economic development, tourism, jobs, in any type of capacity, we can use that fund for. And so that's we're looking to keep the funding stable.
One of the uses that the board did was pledged $100,000 or a little over $100,000 to Keokuk Area Hospital. You voted for it at that time, but you said that was it for you. Can you kind of just elaborate on where your thinking was on the voting for it and then the idea of any future requests from it?
Well, Our thoughts on funding the Keokuk Hospital was not supposed to be an ongoing thing, but we wanted to save it. We didn't want it to see it go under because you do need medical care for people in Keokuk. And a lot of the businesses and industries that are there, it would probably hurt their recruiting. It would hurt their retention purposes if you didn't have adequate medical facilities for them. So we wanted to make sure that we had it. And, it's always been a contentious type vote because you have two hospitals in Lake County. And if you're going to do one for one, you should do one for the other. Well, fortunately, the hospital up here has not approached the board on doing duplicate for what we've done for Keokuk. And I think it's because they realize that Keokuk did need some help. Now, this time, they have received, I believe, some money from the state. Even though it isn't a loan, it should help them restructure all the bills and stuff that they owe, and they should be in a better position within a year or so of maintaining themselves, hopefully without asking for additional county monies. And also at this time, we've also appointed a committee to work with the hospital so that we become more of a partner with them in their battle to restructure themselves. And that way, with this committee, we may have a better understanding of what's going on with the Keokuk Hospital and what their needs are. And, I'm not absolutely ruling out that we'd give money again, but I want people to really work this year in working themselves out of the financial crisis that they're in.
Another issue that's drawn a lot of coverage and a lot of talk in the county, even more talk in the county, has been the idea of reorganization, consolidation, some sort of effort. Do you personally have a stance on what you would like to see the structure of county government be at this time?
Well, I think we have to continue looking at consolidating county offices into one location. And we do have a committee now that is looking into this, and they'll come back with their recommendations. And then from that point on, I think the board will make a decision on what we want to do. I think it's important that we have other people besides the Board of Supervisors, because we're all accused of having our minds made up and everything on what we're going to do. And I think with this board, you may get a fresh look at the process and what consolidation would mean and whether it would be beneficial and pay off for the county to do that.
Do you think Lee County, Keokuk, and Fort Madison, do you think there's a good relationship between the government levels? Do you think there's a good working relationship between the three largest entities?
Well, I think there's a good relationship beyond this issue. And I understand that the city governments are really concerned what's going to happen. But I think when it's all said and done, I think most people understand that you can't run government the same way you did the last 30, 40, 50 years. All businesses and stuff have changed, and we're just going through that change right now. And that's why we're looking at it, see if there is some real savings for the taxpayers, and if there is, how would you consolidate it and where?
Another issue, and it's a similar issue in terms of buildings and stuff, but it's not getting as much of a discussion, but it maybe will now. Conservation's building, health department's building, both are being seen as being functionally obsolete, the need for new. Where do you stand on the idea of the future of those two buildings, health department and conservation?
Well, this is a tough issue, and anytime you're going to build a new building, and if it's over the $750,000, you got to go to a bond issue. My sense is right now it would be tough to pass a bond issue, mainly because we're out there looking at consolidating the county. And if we're going to consolidate it, we want to continue on and put and build a building in a central location. That kind of people are sitting back kind of saying, well, if you're going to do this, why do we need to do these other two buildings? Why can't you do it all at the same time? Or maybe they can move into a building that you have that would be empty then. So there's a lot of things. And I think it just makes it tough for the two departments then to go out and ask the taxpayers for money right now and approve a bond issue. It doesn't mean we won't have to do that sometime. And I understand that the places they're at is probably not the best for them and not the best functioning, but we got to make do until we reach that point where all the decisions are made, and then we can make a decision on what we want to do with the health department and the conservation department.
As you've been out talking with people, knocking on doors and such, are you hearing other issues from people, or are you hearing what we've talked about already? I mean, are you hearing anything different, any other new ideas, new issues, or is it just what we've been talking about?
Well, I think mainly the issues I've been hearing going door to door is, funding of the Keokuk Hospital and also the consolidation of county offices. And that kind of surprised me that these both were the top issues, because usually when I've gone door to door, it's always been how much tax money are you asking for? Are you asking for too much taxes and all that? So it's kind of surprising that these issues have taken the forefront. When I've gone out before and talked to people, say a year ago, these issues weren't the top ones, but they have become, probably because there's been so much in the press and on the radios and TVs and stuff about this, that it's got people attuned to these two issues. Now, I can't say that there's a consensus on what we should do. Some people say you should leave it as is. Some people say you go back to having both in the same Keokuk and Fort Madison, and others say consolidate it and do it now. And so they're all over the board. And on the Keokuk Hospital, my sense is there's a lot of folks that really don't see the need for that. But then again, they have a good hospital up here. So, and I think my real reason for wanting to put some money in the Keokuk Hospital is I talked to a number of the workers that are in the Keokuk Hospital but live in Fort Madison, and they explained to me the hardships that would cause on them. Most of them would have to move, and these medical folks and hold these jobs are the type of people that we want to keep in Fort in Lee County, and so I made the decision that I would support it at least one more time.
Any other issues for you that you would definitely continue to push or maybe even bring up new if elected to another term?
Well, the other issue that's involved a lot of time for me is the regionalization of the mental health and disabilities. You know, the counties have been responsible for the mental health funding from day one, and it's the type of funding that you have to provide services for anybody who's mentally ill, regardless of whether you can pay it or not. You have to find some other way to get the money if you run out of it in those funds. So that's a big burden on the county. Well, the state decided that because it's such a burden on the counties, they're going to regionalize all the counties into a regional group. And past year, we've been working night and day on getting that done. And we have reached a point where we have a regional group that meets up in Mount Pleasant. And we're really working to bring the mental health services. And according to the state, they want these groups to become the advocates for like mental health and all these other illnesses, that we go out and really try to help them and make their lives better. So it's a cutting edge thing that we're involved in. And luckily I was, or unluckily, I guess any way you look at it, I was elected as chair of this group for 2 years. And our CPC director was appointed as the CEO of this group. And both of us are actively involved in this, and we both want to see it succeed and be a help to the counties rather than a hindrance.
Final thing, why is Rick Larkin the choice in District 2?
Well, like I said before, I think it's the experience that I have, and I may not be the most vocal person that there is, but I know how to get things done, and I know that what the processes you have to go through, and I know sometimes you could take a quick vote on something, but a lot of times quick votes don't result in anything happening, and so you got to try to bring everyone on board and get everyone working, marching in the same direction, and I think I have the experience to do that.